Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, and more hey. Listen, I'm really having a time figuring out where I want to start this evening, but I'm going to start somewhere. I am. First things first, it's Media Monday. It is. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Today is Media Monday. So that's the first thing we're going to deal with. A few things I need to say in the melee of understanding that it is Media Monday. So first things first, join the conversation. Join the conversation. You can do that by calling in the numbers 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. That is how you can join the conversation. All right. You can call in. You'll be live on air. You can text. I'll read it out loud. Or you could drop a comment and I will read that out loud as well. But it also, if you're watching, will be on the screen. Just know that that's how that goes. Hit us up. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. We answer all emails. Just a note, quick little note. But this you should know. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. We are grateful for those. We appreciate them. Thank you very much in advance. We love you. We love you. Check out the website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there joining our coffee community, I'll tell you why I want you to join the coffee community a little bit later, when I could get a little bit more graphic, but, you know, we'll see. Okay, hey, Dot. Hey. Where you been, partner? Where you been at? Yeah, so that's that. Okay. Let me put the number back on the screen so y'all can know what time it is. Because I've got to start with some things this evening. Hold on, I'm going to put that there. Put this back here. Because there's some things. Well, it's a thing I got to start with first and early with this evening's conversation. Life be life. I believe you, Doc. Doc said life be life. I believe you, babes. I believe you. You know, we be missing when you're not around. We don't know what's going on. So, you know, I just wanted to check on you. That's all. But anyway, okay. Speaking of life be lifing, let's get into this conversation right here, which I didn't know that I really wanted to talk about it, but I did not say that he is not on my conversation list anymore. I said the other one, but then the other one keep popping in, so it's fair game to whomever I'm talking about. this name does not sound that familiar to you because he is a bodybuilding legend. His name is Phil Heath. He has a message for Drake days after the hip-hop mogul popped. Hold on. Pop the hood on social media, showing off his six-pack. Let's hit the gym and train. There's so much wrong with what I'm looking at. I'm not going to put it on the screen, but if you want to know, just type in Drake Petty Boots and the fake six-pack. You'll find it. Heath, a seven-time Mr. Olympia winner, joined Babcock on TMZ Sports, where he opened up on the photo that dominated the internet over the weekend, a topless Drizzy. Yeah, it was a bit much. I wish he would train with me, Phil told us, told them, providing a sneak peek of what the regimen would look like. So listen, problem is, sir, I'm not going to go through this whole conversation about what he had to say to them, per se, but I needed to talk about Drake and his fake. Sir, it's like you just haven't had enough, now have you? That's where I want to start at with this one. Oh, and I ain't even tell y'all, I'm sorry, this man. My name is Kat Lee. Welcome to the show. My name is Kat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
You have not had enough of the spanking that you have already received from Kendrick alone by himself. He did that. And then you want to go and throw this little bullcrap freaking lawsuit on the table that you still refuse to drop. Who knows why? Because you're who knows? But then you do stuff like this. You come out and you try to flex on the gram with your fake abs. Everybody know you be getting surgery. So it's just bull crap. And then everything don't match up, sir. Everything is not matching. Your arms and your shoulders is not matching what you got going on down below. It just, it's not. Okay. You know how girls, when they get their booties done, not all the time it be matching. The same thing can happen to you fellas if you decide to get abdomen surgery and sculpting and things of that nature. It's gonna look very fake. It's gonna look very nasty. I don't even know why you keep doing this to yourself. Now every time I talk about you, it's warranted. And you know the kind of talk about I'm talking about. I'm not talking about being your friend. I never was talking about being your friend. I'm talking about all the bull crap that you keep bringing to the table. Drop the lawsuits. Cut it out already with these BBL abs that you be getting. Like, it's out of... That's why they call you BBL Drizzy. This is why. And you just keep proving them right. I just don't know anymore, Drake. I'm trying to understand. But you're not making it the easiest to try to figure out what you got going on. You're not really making life that easy, in my opinion. And that's just between you and I. Okay? I'm really trying not to, but you make it impossible not to. Yeah, Doc. You got BBL abs. Doc said, not petty boot fake abs. Yes, he got fake abs. You could tell. This is not, he didn't do that. He didn't go to the gym and work out. That's not what happened. Yeah, BBL abs. That's what they call. That's the nickname for him. But I don't know what else they call it. It's BBL abs. If we could talk about chicks and they retarded BBLs, we're going to talk about these BBL abs. When it looks retarded, it looks retarded. Like, cut it out. And then why'd you have to do all of that anyway? Who cares? Who cares about that? Your vanity is part of your problem. And it's not even natural vanity, like, oh, I'm so fine. It's more like, I got to do this to make myself fine. And then I got to stunt like I am so fine. Like, I know I'm so fine, but I really don't know that because I'm a weirdo. Like, stop faking shit. And just, I'm sorry. I went in a little too early. But stop faking stuff. And just be who you are, dude. Like, you don't need to do all of that. Oh my gosh. That's why people got beef with you now. This is why. This is why Patty Boots. This is why Baby Caligula. Mm-hmm. This is why Little Boots. This is why Dumbass. Like, cut it out. Just cut it. Cut it out, please. Just cut it out already. Cut it out. Like, cut it out. What do you... Okay. All right, let's move forward. Sorry. He just is making me angry. You don't gotta look like dude either, the dude who's talking about training. Like, he looks stupid. But the point is, just cut it out. Just cut it out. Listen, so, they keeping up the tradition. I said one thing for certain. I said this a long time ago, and it seemed like this the only dude that's really, really listening to me, and I like him for it. I said, you got one job, sir. One job, which is to keep Riri happy. You do that, we all right. I don't got no beef with this young man. Him and his boo stepping out on runways. She pregnant and all. She look healthy too. And you know what? I hope that she is having a freaking girl. I hope so. With all of my one damn job. That's all he had. That's all I had. Listen. That's how long I've been saying this, Doc. He got one damn job. One damn job. And that's to keep her ass happy. And he is doing the damn, I am proud of him. But him and Riri out here stepping, and you know, on the runway, you know, the runways, the high fashion, because they fashion killers. I love it. He had one damn job. That's it. They brought the youngest out this time. You know, of course, not to the nighttime engagements, but, you know, of course, the daytime engagements. Stepped out with the little youngin', you know, to go see some daytime fashion shows. Then they stepped out in the evening. They was looking real swanky, her and her pregnant belly. I'm trying to tell you, in my soul, I just hope it's another girl. I don't know what it is. I hope it's another girl. I hope it's a girl because they got two boys already. I just hope it's a girl. I do. I feel like that'd be like the complete set for them. And then, you know, but I hope it's a girl. I do. I'm so excited for this baby right here. I don't know why. I love Rihanna being the mommy. It's cute. So, yeah. Yo, now, let's get into this real quick. Because we got to talk about all the stuff that's going on right now. One is, we all know that we don't all know. So let me catch y'all up real quick. The jury is in session for decision making. They're conducting their little jury session for verdict. We are in deciding the verdict will be when it comes down to this Diddy situation. It's a lot of nasty stuff going on, but one of the questions I'm going to do, that I am going to say this today because I can't get to the next part of what I'm getting to when I'm getting to this. It's a lot of court stuff going on right now. And because we're coming to the end of this, we will talk about this some more because we still have to come to sentencing if he's convicted and all that stuff. But one question that they had on because the jury was sending the judge notes today, because that, like I said, they're in session for, you know, deciding what the verdict will be. So they sent two notes. The first note had something to do with one of the jurors, because they're saying he's unable to follow with the instructions. It was about juror number 25 being unable to follow. Okay, so this is how it went. Hours after the jury deliberation and Diddy's federal trial hit a bump when the jury four person sent a note about juror number 25 being unable to follow instructions. A second communication from the jury room was sent to the judge. Now, mind you, it's not only sent to the judge, it's sent to the judge and the attorneys on both opposing sides. So just around 4:50 p.m., Diddy was brought back into the courtroom by federal marshals. Judge Subdomarian announced that he received two new notes from the jury. And basically, the note, I think the first note kind of explains the second note. Or the second note explains the first note. I'll say the second note explains the first note. The first note was saying that they was having issues with the juror, right? Juror number 25. The second note asks a question. If an individual asks for a controlled substance and the person hands it over, is that considered distribution? The defense and prosecution attorneys both told the judge that they wanted to weigh in on this note. Now, what the prosecution is asking the judge to do is not only to, because the judge is like, all right, listen, refer to this particular section of the, you know, the rules and, you know, instructions, and that'll tell you exactly what you're supposed to do. But the prosecution wants to take it a step further and wants the judge to, in the note, for it to say yes, because it's a note from everybody. Yes, if you pass it to somebody, even if you don't exchange money, it is distribution. Even if you're giving it up for free, yeah, it's distribution. So that's what the defense wants. I mean, the prosecution wants. His Diddy's team said they wanted time to discuss to figure out what it is that they want said. But the judge, he's fair, but I just don't see him saying like, oh well, no, I'm not gonna. He has to answer the question. How else do you get the deliberation? But it's a bunch of stuff that's it. But it's so much. We gonna sit down and talk about it. But that's what's going on with that. With that being said, it's the reason why I want to talk about that first is because, remember, we still covering the case with Big U and some of the counterparts that are mentioned in these cases. One of them is Loose Cannon. He said he watched the bomb accomplished jump to his demise in the jail and cause a concrete exit cowardly. So okay, let's get into this real quick. So Daniel Park, the man who committed, took his own, you know what I mean, situation in a federal prison after being arrested as an accomplice in the California for bombing of the California for fertility clinic, won't be missed among the inmates. Loose Cannon says everyone's spitting on his grave. The former No Jumper podcast co-host says that he witnessed Park dive head first into the floor from the highest tier level of the prison. No one lost a wink of sleep. Oh my gosh. I don't feel sympathy. I mean, he took himself out, so whatever. I don't feel sympathy. Yeah, Big U. I said it's part of the Big U. See, it all comes back. It's like a boomerang. That's the reason why I went into the Diddy little spill real quick, because that's what's been consuming our time on a Wednesday, because like that's active, that's happening right now. But we were finishing up this Big U case, and we're going to continue to finish it up. We don't got much more to go on that one. And then I want to jump to this case with Miss Perez from Roc Nation. But yeah. I don't know that anybody, because like he assisted. Yeah, they saying he jumped. Oh, good question. What was he throwing? They said he jumped though. But no matter what you decide, like what you feel about what they doing to their bodies at the end of the day, whether you feel it's right or wrong, you gotta remember that it's their bodies. And what makes you better than them if you going and taking innocent lives? They don't even know it's coming. They ain't harming you. And like, what makes you better than them? And what gives you the right to? So I don't think anybody would feel sad for him to do that. But maybe that is a question. Did they throw him or did he jump? Which one is it? Or did they threaten him into jumping? That's a third one, Doc. You feel me? I don't know. But Luce said he seen it with his own eyes. With my own eyes, I seen it. I seen what happened. I seen it. Listen, this was some net shenanigans. Hey, we don't know, Doc. We have no clue. It could be one of them three situations. He just did it. Somebody threatened him into doing it, or somebody did it for him. It's one of them. I don't know. But Loose Cannon said he's seen it. But I don't know how much we should be taking from Loose Cannon either, because he could have been in his cell. You feel me? And ain't seen nothing. I don't know how I feel about that coming from his lips. But anyway, so allegedly, all of this is alleged, by the way. King Combs and Kanye have linked up. Kanye West's support for Diddy has now has a musical home, thanks to collaboration projects with the mogul's youngest son, Christian King Combs. On Friday, Ye and King released their 7th track, Never Stop EP, a play on Diddy's signature Can't Stop, Won't Stop slogan. Let me tell y'all what's on this. We ain't gonna play it, but I'm gonna tell y'all the songs. It's called Lonely Road, Kim. So I guess that's the dedication song to Kim Porter. Oh, Lord. People Like Me. Diddy Free. Repeat Me. The List. Soul's Outro. This is all Kanye and King. Little Diddy. Little Diddler. This is all their project. I almost don't want to give it a listen. I mean, I want to give it a listen because I like to be objective. But I almost don't want to give it a listen. And to be honest, Diddy son be doing stupid stuff too. And it's like, you're not helping your father, son. Really, the way you can help him is just such a silly ass damn somewhere. You're not helping your father at all. And then you're not helping him with Kanye. You really not helping him with that. Like, absolutely not helping him with that. We've been saying it for a while now, which is, you're not a good character witness for him. Look at all the stuff that you say and do. Like, you can't help him, Kanye. And I don't think you linking out with his son to do nothing is helping either. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't want to be all disrespectful and stuff. Well, yes, I do. I want to be the most disrespectful when I say this. Y'all not helping. Y'all not fucking helping at all. Not for one second are you fucking helping. Sit the fuck down, little diddler, and just support your father from the background. Stop linking up with Kanye like he gonna help something. He's not. It's not gonna help at all. Nothing he does is gonna help what you got going on. I'm sorry. Just sit the fuck down, little diddy. And Kanye, sit your dumb ass down too. Anyway, let me keep it moving. Does he be getting on my nerves? Kanye, I told you, it's hard for me not to bring him up because he be inserting himself and stuff sometimes. This just don't make no sense. At least with Cuba, he insert himself, but he insert himself privately and then people just let it go like, oh yeah, and Cuba's there. Kanye, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to know whether or not, like, not know. It's kind of hard not to know that he's there because he just insert himself for no goddamn reason. He get on my nerves. Anyway, let's move on. I think this is the last one for the evening. So there's a young lady. No, it's not. It's one more. There's a young lady. She used to be on Love and Hip Hop for a while. Her baby daddy her husband slash baby daddy. He's like a record producer, and she's like a songwriter, and she's a lyricist, a singer herself. Well, she's saying that she's helped write a lot of hits for a lot of people. Like, she's helped like Chris Brown, and others. But she's saying that she gave up her songwriting credits for Drunk in Love, which is one of the biggest records that came out of that subsection with her and Jay-Z. But she said she helped write that song, and then says she learned about the industry rule number 4080 the hard way after doing all the heavy lifting, getting Beyonce an 8-time platinum certified hit. Lyrica was a recent guest on Shirley Temple's podcast and shared that she regret forfeiting her credits on Beyonce and Jay-Z's mega hit, Drunk in Love, in 2013. The credits are stacked with names outside of being Jay, such as Timbaland, Detail, Soul I Got Hits, Dre Moon, and you know what I mean, others. But she's saying she gave up hers for something. I think Beyonce was supposed to help her with some shit, but that's how that game go. They get you. And that's the same thing everybody complaining about Drake and Petty Boots now. They get you. And then you got, oh, okay, that was the last one. I could say that real quick. And you got Fat Joe out here. Listen, although I have switched over to the podcasting game and the bookkeeping game, and you don't need to know what my job is just yet, but I'm still a marketer by heart, a music marketer by heart, a publicist by heart. And a writer. That's where I got my beginning, my start in business. You feel me? And the one thing, and management as well, because yeah, I did that too. The one thing that's always something your people should always tell you is like, before you even sit down, thank you, Doc, because shit, that shit is heavy trying to hold that shit. Whew, child. That's some heavy shit, especially when this fuck shit going on. But listen, when it comes down to this music industry, there's a couple of things that I would tell you as somebody who's coming in to be your manager. And you'll look at it like, oh, well, you all in my business, and I gotta be if I'm gonna be your manager. So it's some questions that I have, and I need them answered honestly and truthfully. And there's some things I'm gonna tell you honestly and truthfully. And in order for that exchange to happen as a good manager, and you know, you my client, so a good client, these things need to be talked about. And one thing that always should be up for discussion is the splits. How that money coming in, how the publishing working. What if that song is a hit song? You giving up your money, because every time that record play, you get paid for it. So that's one thing that your management or who, you know, somebody should have told you. Why would you? And especially when it's Jay-Z and Beyonce. Then look at those. Astro project that shit. It's Jay-Z and Beyonce. Probably going to be a hit. Probably. More than likely going to be a hit. No, don't give up your shit. Because you give it up, then you ain't going to get nothing. And that's exactly what happened. So I just say you should fire whoever your management is. Yeah, mama. That's what you should do. Because your management and your lawyer, your attorneys. Because them two motherfuckers are the people that should be giving you that advice about not giving over your split, not giving over your credits. Like, what the fuck? Anyway. Last but not least, shit. I think people just be getting so jaded, like, oh my God.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hush, it's Beyonce and Jay-Z. Whatever you want, I'll do. Listen, I think both of these artists are extraordinary artists, but I also think at the end of the day, they are business professionals. You feel me? They are business professionals and they gonna do what it is that they came to do, their damn job, by any means necessary. Yeah. Cult fans, scary. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't give a fuck how enamored I am with you as an artist. You not fucking with my money. Never that. Sorry. So I can't say that I feel sorry for her. You need to fire your manager and your lawyer. Get new ones so that you never make that mistake again. You know what I mean? Real shit. That was dumb as shit. And you listen. Anyway. Yeah, sure. I'll give all my credit up and give it to you. So you could be the biggest and richest. Not the fuck. Fuck you. I want my credit. The fuck I did it for? What the fuck I'm here for? I'm here because I want my shit to shine too. I want people to know I did this shit. So I could get some more work. Maybe somebody else will come. And because I did this hit for you, hire me. Like, they won't know unless I'm getting my credit for this shit. Dumbass shit. Anyway. Fat Joe out here, threatening Tyrone Blackburn. He said his days is numbered. Whew, child. Blackburn has rubbed a lot of the wrong elbows, I must admit. Fat Joe says he's going on a war path against his former hype man and the attorney who's backing him with the same vengeance that he allowed him to survive the mean streets of the Bronx. Dang, now he brought the Bronx in it. As we told you earlier today, Blackburn, the lawyer representing Fat Joe's ex-partner, T.A. Dixon, was arrested for striking a man with his car. Listen, Blackburn, what is going on? And Joe says he's nothing but a clout chaser. Child, so Blackburn... Blackburn out here hitting people with his car. Was it a hit and run? Was it a hit and run? He said, okay. Oh, wait. All right, so Blackburn on the. Okay. Well, he was arrested for striking a man with his car. Oh, he got arrested for striking. But they didn't say, well, I guess if he got arrested, unless he was drunk. Or, like, something like that. I need to know what's going on with this Blackburn situation. That's more interesting than me. But anyway, so I guess they said we're going to kick a Wally down and I'm going after him. Blackburn. So, here's the gravity on the Blackburn donut. So, lawyer suing Fat Joe arrested for allegedly mowing down Joe's process. Oh my gosh, just get deeper and deeper. So he allegedly He was mowing down Fat Joe's processor. More drama in Fat Joe, which is a civil case. His accuser attorney, Tyrone Blackburn, just got arrested for allegedly mowing down a process server with his car in NYC. A rep for the New York Police Department tell us Blackburn was taken into custody Wednesday morning, so this was last week, booked for assault. Cops say it all started on the night of May the 12th when Blackburn got into his vehicle as a 66-year-old messenger was serving him a complaint in the Fat Joe case. Child. Blackburn allegedly slammed his car into reverse and backed up, hitting the process server in the leg, causing minor injury. The victim reported the incident to the police. Blackburn arrest stems from the messy legal matter involving Fat Joe and the rapper's powerhouse attorney, Tacofina. I just like saying, listen, child, it's a lot going on. So Blackburn out here running people over. listen, Doc, Tacofina, that's funny. That's always going to be funny to me. Listen. I told you we get ready to figure out what's going on. Because anytime you tell me Blackburn got arrested, I need to see what happened. Because Blackburn is high and low with these cases. BX in the building. Yeah, not the Bronx. No, he didn't bring the Bronx into it. Blackburn said not today. I don't know what he said, Doc. But what I do know is when they tell me that he out here hitting people, I need to see the details. I need the deets. It's crazy. We on this Gab beat tonight. his name Tacofina. dot. I'm just saying. His name Tacofina. It's spelled with an I though, not an E. It's Tacofina. From the other case, that's Fat Joy. Fat Joe lawyer Tacofina. He might be. I don't know. No, he ain't hit Tacofina though. Tacofina just ordered for somebody to serve the papers, and Blackburn hit the process server, not Tacofina. This lawyer beef taco. That's a lawyer beef taco. That's what it is. Taco peanut. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting my life together. It's taco peanut. Anyway, so apparently, allegedly, Blackburn out here running people over. He said, I'm not taking the papers. You're not suing me. No, I'm not doing that. Now you're going to jail. I mean, now you're in jail. I'm quite sure he bailed out by now, but it's just assault. They're going to make him take some kind of classes. But that's a stain on his little legacy as a lawyer, though. Not Blackburn out here running people over. Oh, y'all. That's crazy. And Tacofina. Wait. Oh, no. Wait till Busby chased the ambulance. I'm just saying. He said, call an ambulance and tell them pick up your people. Listen. Oh, not Busby going up against. He better not represent him. Blackburn, you need lawyers now. No. Oh, no. You're gonna need some serious lawyers, Blackburn. Don't represent yourself. Get yourself a team. Because you out here running niggas over. I don't know. Anyway. And then he got Tacofina over there waiting. He sound like he from Miami. Tacofina. So it is what it is. It's crazy work, y'all. It's crazy. I told you the world turns, but the Gab beat does not. It is time for me to give up some love real quick. Not Tacofina. Listen here, if you're watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I love you. I thank you so much. And I don't know what to say about the taco painter and the Blackburn and the freaking Busby. I don't know what's going to go down, but I know all these lawyers is crazy. I don't know. We're going to get into it. Y'all should, if you need to know why I say Blackburn is already crazy, because me and Blackburn and I have a history of comment. Well, I have a history of having a conversation about Tyrone Blackburn. He's represented a few people that I personally know of. But Busby, he just got thrown in here because he chased ambulances, and apparently the dude that Blackburn ran over going to need an ambulance, so he need to be there to try to pick up that case. And Taco Pena, he just in the conversation because he's a part of the case with Blackburn, and he's the reason why that server got ran over, and his name is Taco Pena. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I want to give some love to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, or Rumble. I love you. Thank you so much. Join our Rumble community because we try to pick it up over there because YouTube is limited. The things that's happening over at YouTube. We're going to have a conversation about that very soon. I think I need to dedicate just like some time just to talk about it, but yeah, that's a whole thing. So join our Rumble community while you're at it. But it is time for the love notes. Well, first, let me get y'all love, though. It's live love. I love you guys so much. Thank you for checking in, paying attention, laughing at my craziness, because I do get a little crazy. Thank you. That's live love. Thank you so, so much. I love you so much. Thank you. I love you. Or replay love. I love you. Thank you. But it is time for me to get to the love notes. The love notes need a theme song. I'm going to have to figure something out. But the love notes, what are the love notes? The love notes are a dedication of love that I give to our listener audience over here. Our listener audience is our major audience. They account for a major portion of our numbers. That's why we are 20 plus thousand downloads now. Well, yeah, 20 plus thousand downloads now, and we don't never not show them love. Like, never, ever, never. So, what is the love notes? How do we break it down? I used to call it love. Dot used to call it show notes. I was never going to call it that. And then we came to the compromise, because what we understood was there is no love without compromise, and that we call it the love notes. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I'm reading his comments, so I'm about to bust out laughing. I can't right now, Doc. Stop it. He said that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of papers, though. But in all fairness, it was a lot of city, states, countries, territories, and things of that nature on that those papers. But we don't do that no more, and we shorten the list. And speaking of the list, we got a new country alert. I don't know if y'all got that Friday, but you're going to get it today. New country alert. So now we just do the countries and maybe some territories because the list is getting longer. I love you guys so much. Thank you. We don't do that no more. We do this. It's love. It's all love. Shout out to United States, United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium. Specifically Brussels. Oh my gosh, you guys are so loyal and dedicated, and I love you so much. Thank you. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you. I love you. Thanks. I love you so much. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. You guys are fantastic. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. Love you too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Hi, honeys. I love you. Thank you for the love. Oh, my gosh. I'm melting in the inside. Y'all have no clue. Y'all have no clue. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, Slovakia, Ukraine, Peru. Hi, I love you. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. It's extraordinary. And last but not least, Italy, Egypt, Malta, and Tanzania. What? 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 The more this less going on. What? Tanzania. Oh, chop. I'm just saying. I almost choked just now. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. Let me get to what Doc has said. Let me calm down. Doc has said top flight custom vibes. Either drop the case or lift weights. I'm just saying, Doc, I don't know what that man got going on, man. Them abs is fake bars. 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 I see you, boo-boo. I see you. That's funny. Doc has said worldwide, this lawyer beef tackle Pena family. Families got hit. Many men wish death on me. Bugs be Chance. Chance the ambulance. Bucket list. We going to see 50. Listen. It did sound very 50-ish. Listen, Linda. It did sound very 50-ish. My favorite anti-villain he is. Doc said hit that like button. Hit that like button. Tune in. Live show, radio show. Get the app. My name is Kat Lee. And I definitely approve this message. Yes, I do. Wonderful message. I love that message. Listen, let's keep scrolling. I don't know. Wait, Doc said. Bling. Hold on. Let me do it again. My name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message. Yes. but, yeah, the more the list grows, the more I'm like, all right, maybe I should keep it up. I gotta find other hustles while I do it, but I'm going to keep this thing going as long as I can. Y'all make me feel special. Y'all make me feel so special. Join the conversation. You can do that by calling in, text messaging, or dropping a link. Dropping a, little comment or whatever. You know what I mean? You could do all of that. The number's 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. Hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, or ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Either one, we giving it up. Yeah, we answer them. Like, share, and subscribe. Wait, okay, it's already there. Thank you. Like, share, and subscribe to this wonderful, wonderful thing of ours. You know what I mean? We love it. We want more of it. Do what you need to do. And it's a cheap way to support the show. You know, like, you don't have to spend no money. You can just hit the little button like, boop, and we in there, baby. Do that. Listen, check out our website while you're at it. www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join the coffee community so we can have salacious, titillated, and taboo conversations. And I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like. I could be like, fuck you, shit, Damn it. I could do that on Rumble too. That's another reason why I'm like join over there, because there's no restrictions. I could say all the things that I want to say without nobody being like, no. You have to wait a certain amount of time before you can say it. I don't want to do that. I just want to say it. I just want to say shit and fuck. God damn it. And whatever else I want to say. And I want to say big shout out to Root KZ. Yeah. Go DJ. It's my son DJ. Go DJ. That's my. Yeah. Shout out to DJ Root KZ. But before I take it to the next level, which is the night sermon, that is something that I need you to see. Be right back.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs. Precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
I'm just telling you what you need to know, and especially if you run a business. I'm probably who you should talk to. I'm just probably her. Very experienced. Very much a professional. Anyway, now it is time for me to get into tonight's sermon. I'm not even hot, but I'm going to pretend like I'm hot tonight for you, for the sake of y'all. Because it's not a sermon. Unless I'm patting my forehead. You feel me? It's not one. It's really not. Listen, this evening, I'm going to start this evening service off by telling you to mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for on a night like this evening, on a Monday. You jump on this gab beat, and I tell you all the tea that you need to know. And then I will give you my unadulterated opinion about it, because that's what I do. Yeah, that's what I do. But yeah, come up. Make sure you come over here on a Monday. Tap in. I try not to. It's very hard, though. It's not intentional if I do. But on the wire tap, yeah, for sure. I mean to tell some business. You better not have a court case. You better not be a depraved, sinister, foul, disgusting, heinous, diabolical, just disgusting, stupid, idiotic, dumbass of a motherfucker. And heinous and insidious. That's doc word. I think I said heinous already. But you better not be none of that. And have a court case and let it be high profile enough for me to catch one of it and me to be able to get the files. Because I will. And I'm reading them. And my partner and good won't be reading with me. So that's on you, boo. You shouldn't have no case. You shouldn't have no case. You shouldn't have no case. That's on you. Wet and Wire, that's more me and Doc's business. We going to need one, though. So we it's a lot going on around here. We won't need one. But that's more our business. And our little cool off session. And then Cattails, as soon as we get this tweak right, coming to a Rumble near you. Anyway, that's that. But other than that, mind your business. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT. Tell them. Let them know, baby, that they are the GOAT. The greatest of all times. Listen, I don't think enough parents out here doing their job. So I'm just here to encourage y'all to do your fucking job. I mean, it's that simple. We make better people when we act like better people. You feel me? We behave in the proper manner of being a parent. Like, we create better people. So just be a better person, dumbass. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, And all that bullshit, whatever. Secretary, whatever they want, they do at NASA. I don't know. I never worked there. What I do know is that you need to go get yourself a telescope, a good one. Not that bullshit kind that you be looking through your neighbor's windows with. A good one. Take it outside. Go. It comes. You got to assemble it a little bit. But once you assemble it, take it outside. Go outside. Discover some shit with your kid, man. Maybe a comet. A freaking... A meteor. I hope not. I hope it's going past you, not coming towards you. I don't know. A planet is not a planet no more, but they said it was a planet. Now they saying it's a star. Fuck it. In my opinion, it's always a planet. A UFO. I can't tell y'all no more to not recommend me, because if they probe you, they already got you, what you got going on in your head. So I'm just going to send this message to you. To the aliens. I don't want to go. I don't want to be banged up, Scotty. And I do not want to be proved. I don't want to go. And then when you come back, then you can tell me a couple of days later how it was. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them you was NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, or commentator, engineer, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASCAR. I don't know. I know they got a need for speed, and at one point in time, the muscle car was life, and in my opinion, the muscle car will always be life. So big shout out to NASCAR. But whatever it is that they want to be, it just have their backs and encourage them to be great. That's all I'm saying. Child. It's time for your fair warning. You get one of those, and since I'm back on par with my sound, I can do it properly. Break you off something proper, like, and say this. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let me say this. It's time for your fair warning. I'm going to break you off something proper, like, real quick, which is to tell you to stay the fuck in your lane. Your lane over there. My lane over here. Stay the fuck in your shit. Don't come over here. Don't bring your bullshit over here this way. Okay? Stay over there. Because what you're going to get, you ain't going to want. She is not nice. She is not sweet. She is not kind. Do not break the glass. Do not push the fucking button. Stay in your fucking lane. Because you do any of them things, you're going to get her. You do not want her. She's not nice. I keep telling y'all, she's a bitch for real, for real. Leave her where the fuck she is at. You don't want her. You want the 2-for-1. The 2-for-1 special is always good. Let me tell you what you get for the 2-for-1 special. You get her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Yeah, she is. Yeah, she is. And if you get her, hey, you big perv bitches, you definitely gonna get her. And let me tell you, baby, let me tell you, Kat is, she is a wonderful girl when she is purring. When she is purring, everybody's living a good life. Life is sweet. You want her to be purring. You don't want that first one. You leave her alone. Okay? Leave her the fuck alone. I'm telling you this so we can all be cool forever. Leave her the fuck alone. Leave her where she's at. Plus, what usually happens when you jump inside other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay the fuck in your lane and everything. Everything will be good. I'm just saying. Pick and choose your battles wisely. I gotta go in today. I can't do it no other way. I gotta go. Listen. Pick and choose your battles wisely, or else you're going to be out here looking like this fool, Patty Boots, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Little Boots, a.k.a. Drake. You're going to be out here looking like him, dumb and stupid and just a dumbass. You don't want to be looking like him. Do not use him as an example. Drop the case. Stop getting fake abs. And just own whoever you are. I don't even know who you are. I don't think you know who you are anymore. I don't know. Pick or choose your battles wisely, though. He jumped into some shit that he was not ready for, and he knew he was not ready for, but he tried it anyway. It took you on your first tour. So what? You wasn't ready for that, young man. He kicked your ass, and now look at you. Look at the bullshit you're doing right now. Just sit the fuck down somewhere already. All right? Don't use him. And he lied, and everybody know he lied. Talk about, I study hip-hop. I study hip-hop battles. Well, you obviously didn't study enough. And Mobb Deep told you, dumb ass and lying ass, a long ass time ago. This is how I know you are studying. They said that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. Petty boots. They said you can run, but you can't hide forever, baby Caligula. They said, listen, I'm not going to. Mama say, mama say, mama say. You didn't study. They told you. You didn't, mama say, mama say, mama say. You didn't study, you little liar. Worry about the war. We all fighting a war. Your dumb ass out here just making shit up. Worry about the war. I'm tired of him. He get on my nerves. Shit. Don't be him. Be you. Be amazingly you. Be authentically you. Be whatever you looks like. Even if they tell you that they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, don't make up fake accents and do not start lawsuits that do not belong in this culture. But other than that, if you walk weird, be a weird walking motherfucker. If you dress weird, be a weird dressing motherfucker, but just be you. Like, oh my gosh. Don't be disgusting, though. Don't be that. And remember, what they eat don't make you shit, and vice versa. What you eat do not make them shit either. So, yeah, be you, baby. You. You can't make anybody happy. Happiness starts within. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. So focus on making you happy, baby. How about that? You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. Boo. Unless you're a conjoined twin. I don't know how that works. Never mind. I said it. But focus on you and your best life. And then remember this too. Like, you could try to fix it. You could do everything in your power, but you're not going to fix it. So fuck it. Misery loves company. Tell that miserable bitch that you don't want to be in her presence. You don't want to hang out. She's not your type of people. You feel me? And then, on top of that, dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. Go to another dimension. Somewhere far off. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, plan and commit. Plan, commit, and execute. And it's going to happen, because it don't happen on its own, baby. It takes work and dedication to make it happen. Anyway. People run around with fake abs. At least ASAP and Rihanna out here looking good. Hope it's a girl. Loose Cannon, I don't know if you're really telling the truth. And then I need to investigate, because I need to really know what's happening. Kanye and Little Diddy, sit the hell down somewhere. Y'all not helping that man. Lyrica, you were a dumbass. You should never have given up your credits. Now the song is a big one and you get no love for it. And I don't know what's going on with Tyrone Blackburn, Taco Pina, Busby, or Fat Joe and T.A., the hype man. I don't know, but it's a lot going on. We're going to see, though. We're going to be sticking around to find out what else is going on in the world. But anyway, y'all. It's a lot. It's a lot. I got to get up out of here. I love y'all so much. Stay safe. Stay safe. Hip hop hippie out. Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.